But now on the phone, we have Heath Franklin. How are you going, Heath?
Yeah, not too bad at all. How are you?
Oh, I'm really great. We're having a fun time here in the studios. First off, just straight off the bat, most people probably know the character Chopper. I'd have to say most Australian people would.
And the man.
So how was that character created?
Well, I mean, I guess it all started when I was at university and the Andrew Dominik, Eric Banner Chopper film came out, and, you know, like a lot of kids at university, you got free time to watch movies and quote movies and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, it just stuck, I suppose. In the same way, there were a lot of kids going around parties at that time quoting Austin Powers and annoying stuff.
Yeah.
I was the guy doing chopper parties, you know?
So the
which I could imagine is slightly less fun than Austin Powers, but probably a breath of fresh air.
I think the character Eric Banner was playing is based off the real man, Chopper Reed. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess mine's the kind of... If you took a lot of the darkness out of that one and just kept the kind of the upbeat stuff.
So, and I mean, Chop, it is sort of a thing we like to celebrate in Australia. This thing we always say we love our convicts here in Australia with Ned Kelly and things like that. Why do you think people love, although he's a very dark character, why do people love Chopper so much, do you think?
I'm not sure. It's one of those things you don't want to question it too much, you know, it's that whole gift horse in the mouth thing. But if I had to take a guess, I'd say part of it is that, the fact that, you know, Australia, yeah, historically love a bit of a scallywag and a scoundrel and a convict. And also I think there's a sort of a bit of a no-nonsense vibe about Chopper as well. He's got a sort of keen way of cleaving through the BS. But yeah, I think people kind of connect to, you know. And I've got to say that I used to sort of work a lot on construction sites and things like that. So Chopper's colourful palette is something that a lot of other Australians share, and I don't think it's kind of represented in the media very often. So I think there's a bit of appeal there too.
So if we're going to sort of carry on this theme about Australians loving convicts and that sort of scallywag character... You did do a tour which was filmed in a prison, is that correct?
Yeah, the old Pentridge prison, actually.
So is that sort of connection between loving a convict or sort of like a scallywag character and the prison the reason why you chose to film there, or was there something a bit more to that?
Well, it's one of those things where you go to film a DVD for a comedy show, and you can have, you know, a theatre and red curtains or what have you. And it just so happened when we were going to film this Chopper DVD that Pentridge Prison was being transformed from a prison into, I think, wine storage, I'm fairly sure. And and so, yeah, we had the opportunity to film a DVD there, and we thought, you know, that would just look great and it would just be really cool. Because, yeah, we ended up filming it in D Division, I think, where Chopper himself spent a fair bit of time. So, yeah, it just seemed like an opportunity too perfect to pass up in the end.
I want to ask a question that sort of takes the conversation back a bit. So, back to watching Chopper back when you were at university, whilst you were watching Chopper, did you halfway through the movie go, yes, this is a character I want to do?
Was I sitting there halfway through and going, all right, this is my 10-year plan for my career? No, absolutely not. It honestly started off just as a sort of a party trick that got out of hand. You know, I'd be sitting around having a few beers at uni, and someone would go to sleep early and I'd be like, oh, look at this bloke, he's having a big cry about it. Off your top, mate. And then I was doing some... reviews and sketch shows and things at uni, and someone said, oh, you do that thing, why don't you try and write a sketch for that? And I was like, oh, all right, I'll give it a crack. And it was received really well, and I thought, oh, well, I'll do it again. And I did it a couple more times, and then we ended up getting the TV show, the Ronnie John's Half Hour, back in 2005, and the network were pretty keen to have Chopper in there, which I thought was kind of cool of them, considering all the language and stuff that comes with it.
That's That's awesome. That is a terrific story.
Do you have any advice for people maybe who are in a similar situation who really want to get into a character sort of act and are really interested of getting into that? Do you have any advice for them of maybe how to start? Is it the do it as a party trick and then sort of gauge it off people, or is it good to sort of maybe even jump straight into doing shows as a character?
Well, I mean, I suppose it's... I have to say that I was incredibly lucky, so I feel like giving out advice is quite hypocritical, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my advice to people would be to be incredibly lucky, I suppose, like I was, really. But no, I think... I've had other people come up and say to me, you know, oh, you should do this character, this person is in the news now, and, you know, Trump kind of, you know... became quite prominent, obviously, recently, and it was like, oh, you should do a Donald Trump, but it just kind of didn't speak to me, you know? There was no sort of, connection, I suppose, with it. And so I'm doing it, felt a bit like a lie, but for some reason, every time I did the Chopper impersonation, it felt like a very immediate way of getting my point of views and perspectives verbalised, I suppose. In fact, I used to come into the office when we were writing the TV show and complain about something, and everyone would go, oh, here we go, he's complaining again. And then I'd just put on the Chopper voice, and we're like, what's the deal with buddy parking inspectors? And we'd go, oh, it's classic, look what he's done. So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I think a lot of it's luck. You know, everything in the entertainment industry is based on luck. And then a lot of it's, I suppose, based on just caring enough, too.
Do you ever forget who Heath is and get lost in Chopper?
Yeah, I do. Actually, the really funny thing is, after gigs, when everyone else gets a little bit choppery, you know? Like, you sort of, before a gig, everyone's like, all right, have you got everything you need, and blah, blah, and then you come off and everyone's like, oh, buddy, man, you know, dropping F-bombs and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I guess it does have a bit of an infectious vibe about it. But, I mean, I've been doing this for, I don't know, 12 years or so now, so I think out of necessity I've had to find the off switch a little bit, or otherwise I'd just be walking around motel rooms in the middle of rural Australia going, oh, what's this bloody, little bloody soap? You know, so.
So yes, speaking of sort of turning the character on and off, we had a question that one of our other hosts submitted, and that was, is the mustache real?
No, it's not. Scandalous, I know. But it all, obviously, because it was a character in a sketch show, you know, I'd be playing a 1950s throwback cowboy 1 minute, and then a kind of homeless bearded guy the next minute, and then Chopper the minute after that. I needed to be able to grow the mustache pretty quickly. The only problem is my own efforts to grow a similar mustache just don't quite live up to expectation. So I found it's much easier to be kind of clean shaven and bung it on. But the only problem with that is sometimes I go to gigs and I'm like, oh, I'm here to do the Chopper gig. And I'm like, yeah, who are you, mate? I'm like, I'm Chopper. And they're like, no, you're not. And you find yourself pulling a mustache in a box out for a bouncer at the back of an RSL somewhere, you know?
And also, just another thing. Is it true that you've made a feature film called Predicament with Jermaine Clement of Flight of the Conchords fame?
Yeah, that was back in... we made it in 2009 in New Zealand, and it came out, I think, 2010.
So what was he like to work with? And did you sort of... Aiden's sort of fangirling out, because we're massive fans of Flight of the Conchords here at In Joke. So were your styles different or similar? How did that sort of end up having going.
What's it like working with a damn Kiwi?
I think I was one of two Australians on the film. It was all shot in New Zealand and made by Kiwis and all that kind of thing. Tons and tons of really talented people. But, Jermaine is obviously a really talented guy, but he's also a very private person, you know what I mean? And, you know, loves to keep to himself. I don't think he looks forward to all the kind of media junkets and things like that. But I'm still not sure if he's just effortlessly, endlessly talented or works super hard behind the scenes. But, yeah, every time he turned up on set, he just brought his A-game hard, you know. And yeah, and he's a pretty decent guy as well.
Great. And maybe we can hear from Chopper himself. How would our listeners be able to come see his show? Would he be able to tell us maybe how to get on, how to get tickets and things like that?
I reckon so. I think it'd be like...
You can go grab him, perhaps?
Well, you just really get on the internet. And quite frankly, if you don't know how to use the internet in 2017, I don't want you at my show, to be honest.
Chopper, what website can listeners go to get tickets?
Oh, I think it's like map57.com.au or something. Or the other very trustworthy link for all things Chopper is laughingstock.com.au.
Great. Super. And
very friendly man.
Yeah. And what are the dates for the show as well?
Oh, I was supposed to do it at Chopper, wasn't I?
Yes. Can Chopper tell us where the dates are?
It's just Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Sunday night, and then I'm bloody out of there.
Great.
So, you know, get on the phone, get on the internet, get some tickets, or, you know, go and bloody put a pointy stick in your eye.
Well, thank you so much.
I think there was a bit of my dad in that impression.
Go to bed, clean up your room.
Well, thank you so much, Heath and Chopper, for coming on in. Joke. It's been really lovely talking to you. And we'll get down to the show. All listeners who wanna go to the show, make sure you get all the details on the website. And thank you so much, Heath.
Yeah, no worries at all.
Sweet. See you at the show, hopefully.
Yeah, nice one. Have a great evening.